Thou art good, and doest good. Even when my way is hard, I know that Thou art near and wilt faithful be. It is in faithfulness Thou afflictest me, for Thou art good.
Thank the Lord for that. What a blessing. Let's take the Word of God this morning. We'll go to the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter number 17. In just a moment, let's begin in verse number 11. So thankful that you're here today and thankful for this week the Lord has blessed us with. And I'm grateful for God's goodness in our lives. We come to Luke chapter 17. And as I talked to you last Sunday, I mentioned that I wanted to take today, and maybe even longer, to talk to you about our gratitude, to talk to you about our thanksgiving unto God. It is not just to be a season of thanks. It really should be a lifestyle of thanks unto the Lord. We have so much, do we not? We are so blessed, are we not? And yet, how little do we really give thanks? Thanksgiving is a wonderful time that we celebrate, but it really should be a way of life for us. We should be thankful to God and thankful to others. Does it not surprise you today when you hear someone say, thank you? It's almost shocking, is it not? I said that recently to someone and they were like, thank you for saying thank you, you know? It was almost surprising to them. Because honestly, we live in a world of ingratitude. We live in a world where people think you owe me something. It's almost an entitlement mentality. In fact, what did the Lord Jesus say? He warned us about the last days. We won't turn there, but may I read it to you as you're turning to Luke 17. But 2 Timothy chapter 3, are you reminded of what the Bible says? Timothy says this, Paul, as he's speaking to Timothy, said this, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. The word perilous means risky. And he went on to say, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Do you think we're there in that part of our? Yes, we're there. He goes on to say, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, thankful, unholy. So we understand that a warning about the spirit of the last days is a spirit of ingratitude. Well, I think it is fitting to come to Luke chapter 17 because we want to see what the Lord Jesus thinks about ingratitude. When we come to Luke 17, we're dealing with the miracle of the healing of the 10 lepers. But out of the 10, only one came back to give thanks. Let's read the story together, and then I pray that God can use this message to help us, to help me. Luke 17 and verse number 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem. Now, why is he going to Jerusalem? Because he's going to bleed and die for the sins of all mankind. That he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? I want you to underline that little question that the Lord Jesus asked. You say, preacher, did he just ask that of that one man? No, the question is for all of us today. Where are the 9? We read back in verse number 18, there are not found that returned to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now this morning, I want you to look today, and I want to preach you on this subject, the Lord's question about gratitude. Do you ever wonder if the Lord would ask the same question about you and me? Where is your gratitude? He said, Where are the other 9? Where are the 9? He said, Did I not heal 10 men? And yet one of them, only one, came back. And the Bible says that he glorified God. He fell down on his face. And what does the Bible say? That he gave thanks unto the Lord. Now, by the way, I think that if we found all of those other 9 lepers, I think if we came up to them and we said, Hey, wait a minute. Were you not thankful that Jesus healed you? I think that they all would have said, Oh, yes, I am so thankful. But only one man gave thanks. I believe in our church right now, if I went to every single one of you this morning and I asked you a question, if I said, Are you thankful for what the Lord has done for you? I think you would say yes. There is no doubt about it that we are grateful for the salvation that the Lord has given to us. And not just that, but thankful for our families and thankful for our health and our strength and thankful for all that we possess in Jesus Christ. But the question comes to us today, when are we going to give thanks? When are we going to praise the Lord and to glorify God in giving Him thanks? I want you to see some very simple things this morning I pray that God can use in our lives. Number one, I want you to notice the source of our gratitude. Now, I understand that you may go through a certain time. Maybe you've been sick and the Lord brings healing to you and you are very thankful. That's wonderful, and we should be thankful. Maybe you've been spared out of an accident. I don't know if you've ever almost had a car accident. And maybe afterwards you say, Lord, thank you that you protected me. Thank you for your safety. And we should be thankful. But is that where the source of our gratitude lies? I remember being in prayer recently, and you know something? I think we ought to be honest with the Lord in our praying. And you may think less of me by saying this, but I want to be very honest with you. In my time of praying, I remember saying to the Lord, Lord, honestly today, there is not a lot of gratitude in my heart. And I confess the sin of ingratitude to God. And then I begin to focus on the Lord and who the Lord is. And I'm going to tell you something. When you do that, that's where you will find true gratitude. There is no doubt that there are people seated here this morning, and maybe people listening or watching our live stream, and maybe you have had to deal with some very difficult things. Maybe the loss of a loved one. Maybe the loss of a child, a loss of a spouse, the loss of a grandparent. Maybe your job situation is not what you want it to be. Maybe your health condition is not at all what you want it to be. And maybe even the doctors have told you that there's no really reversal for your health condition. Maybe finances are not as you would have them to be. Maybe there is darkness and there is discouragement and despair. So where's the source of our gratitude? Do we have to wait for something good to happen to us before we are grateful? Do we have to wait for some blessing from the Lord before we choose to be grateful? You know, I remember years ago making a visit when I was a youth pastor, and I visited the home of some young people that were in our teen group. And I remember when I entered into the home and there was chaos and confusion. And boy, I remember leaving that home, and I remember praying on the way from that and said, Lord, thank you for the home that I grew up into. A home where there was a dad and a mom, and they took me to church. And I should be grateful for that. I should be thankful for the family that the Lord has given to me. And I am thankful for them. I should be thankful for the health that God has given me today. But what happens when my health is no longer? Because let's be honest this morning, if the Lord tarries His coming, you and I will lose our health eventually. We do not live forever here on this earth. If you are blessed financially this morning, that's a wonderful thing. But what happens if you lose that money? You lose those possessions. Are we not commanded to still be thankful and grateful before the Lord? So I beg to ask the question, where is the source of our gratitude? Let's take our Bibles, and I want you to go to let's first go to Luke chapter number 10, if you would please. Luke chapter 10, we'll get to Psalms in just a moment. The Lord Jesus, here He is. He is on His way to Jerusalem. And 10 men who were lepers. Now, I think most of us, we have a hard time of understanding what leprosy really was like, because I don't know about you, I've only seen pictures of people who had leprosy. I have never met anybody in my life that was a leper. But during the days of the Lord Jesus, lepers were everywhere. They had leper colonies. Leprosy was a disease that you were an outcast. In fact, these men were crying afar off because they were not allowed to go to the market. They were not allowed to even go to the temple to worship God. They had leprosy. They couldn't even be with their families. Leprosy was something that would eat away at the fingers and eat away at the nose and the ears. And people were ugly if they had leprosy. And here were 10 men that cried out to the Lord Jesus. They cried out to Him, have mercy upon us. And Jesus commanded them to go their way to the priest. Now, during the days of the Jewish people and during the laws of the Jewish nation, they had laws concerning leprosy because it was so common. In fact, the law was that they had to go to the priest after they were healed of their leprosy, and he would pronounce them clean. And then everybody knew that the leprosy was gone and they could be with their families, they could worship, all of that. And these men, as they took that step of faith, the Lord healed them. The nine men, they went about their ways. No doubt they were going to the priest and they were going home. They were excited. Those, no doubt there was gratitude in their heart. But one of them, when he noticed that he was healed, he stopped. And he turned to the one who had healed him. And the Bible says that he glorified God. He fell on his face and he gave thanks. But there's something that happened to that man that did not happen to the other men. The Bible tells us that Jesus looked at him and said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." The other men, they were healed physically of their condition, but only one man was not just healed physically, but he was healed spiritually. That man became a child of God. So this morning, how did that man understand the source of his gratitude? We come back to Luke chapter 10, and I want you to notice something here. Luke chapter 10, let's begin in verse number 17. The Bible says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ clearly here tells us that the source of our gratitude is not because good things have happened to us? And all of us could talk about all the good things that have happened to us in our life. But brethren, the source of our gratitude is not in the blessings. The source of our gratitude this morning must be, what is the real cause of our gratitude? The one real cause of our gratitude is that our sins have been forgiven and we are a part of the family of God. Amen. That is the source of our gratitude. Reminds me of the story of the man who came to his pastor, and boy, the man was discouraged. The man was just having a hard time, and he had some real reasons for his discouragement. The pastor tried to bring the man to an understanding, and he said to the man, after he heard and listened to the man, and he said, "Well, I know these are difficult things to deal with." But he asked the man, he said, "Sir, can I ask you something? Have you lost your place in heaven?" The man said, "No." He said, "Have you lost being a part of the family of God?" The man said, "No." He said, "Have you lost the Spirit of God who indwells you?" "No." "Have you lost all of your blessings in Christ?" "No." "Have you lost all the promises of God?" "No." So the preacher said, "Well, I know that your loss is significant, but you have not lost anything that is eternal." Brethren, can I tell you that the source of our gratitude is that we have been forgiven by the Lord and we are part of the family of God. Brethren, you know, some people are terribly unhappy today because they have attached their gratitude to the wrong things. And we need to get to the very heart of our gratitude, the source of our gratitude. Yes, we should be grateful. Yes, we should be thankful for all of the blessings that God has given to each and every one of us. But if the only reason today that you're grateful is because my health is good, then what are you going to do one day when your health is not good? If the only reason that you're grateful today is because of your spouse, and you ought to be thankful for your spouse, but what are you going to do one day when your spouse is in heaven? You see, you think, "I'm thankful for my children," but what are you going to do one day when your children are no longer in the house with you? You see, if we attach our gratitude to the circumstances of life and the blessings of life, that is not real gratitude. The source of our gratitude, as Jesus said here, is you don't rejoice in those other things, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. That's the source of our gratitude today. Oh, brethren, I want to be a grateful Christian, but we must understand that Christ is the real source of our gratitude. Folks, you may lose your health. You may lose your wealth. You may lose your house. You may lose even your family. But brethren, you will never lose your salvation in Jesus Christ. We're never going to lose that. God is never going to forsake you and me who are His people. Listen, brethren, this morning, if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm going to tell you something. You will never lose what really matters. You'll never lose it. I do believe that we should be grateful to God. I do believe that we should be thankful to other people. But we need to get to the very heart of the matter that we are in Christ and Christ is in us. And folks, if we have Jesus, we have everything today. You say, well, preacher, do we not go through hard times? Absolutely. Do we not have hardships and trials? Absolutely. But the source of our gratitude is in Jesus Christ. Folks, we need to get back to believing, to understanding, and seeing through eyes of faith that what matters most in life is knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. That's what matters most. Oh, listen, I'm thankful for this past week and the time with my family. It was just priceless. It was wonderful. And I am thankful. And we are thankful and should be thankful for all the blessings that God has given to us. But let us never forget the true source of our gratitude. Listen, we can lose everything, but we will never lose Jesus. Aren't you thankful for that today? That our salvation is settled in Christ. In fact, you know something? Every time that we have a heartache, every time that we have a disappointment and our life begins to sink, we need to realize that we are not really grateful for what we should truly be grateful, because our gratitude should be anchored in the Lord and that our sins have been forgiven. You know what? I have met some really grateful people in my life. And can I tell you, some of the people that I know that are really the most grateful really have nothing of what people would attach their gratitude to. What are you attaching your gratitude with this morning? You see, Jesus said, "Where are the nine?" Oh, listen, they were healed of their leprosy. They had life again. I mean, I can think of these men going back homes to their home, to their wives and their children, and the rejoicing and the tears and all of that. But Jesus said, "Where are the nine?" We may say, "Well, Lord, they're home with their families. That's good, but where are the nine?" Oh, it's all the blessings that God has given to us. But can the Lord look at you and me and say, "Where are you? How come you do not give me thanks?" He is the source of our gratitude. The real reason that we should be grateful today is because of what Christ has done for us. Number two, not only do we see the source of our gratitude, we see the spirit of our gratitude. Now, let's go back to Luke chapter 17, and I want you to see something here. In verse number 14, the Bible says, "And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." Now, we understand because the law of Moses concerning leprosy and the cleansing of leprosy, there had to be a pronouncement of cleansing. That's why Jesus said, "Go." And the moment they went, they were healed. Now, I want you to think about this. As the leprous men were making their way to the priest, they were going by faith, believing that they had a reason to see the priest. I mean, they were going in faith, believing, and only one man responded. He saw what the Lord had done for him, and he fell on his face, and he was grateful to God. Folks, I think sometimes that we, if we are not careful, we are carried away with all the blessings of the Lord rather than focused on the blesser. We are so consumed with what God has given to us that we forget the spirit of gratitude and that it is unto Jesus Christ. It is Him. Take your Bibles and let's now go to Psalm chapter 103, because I want you to see this. Psalm chapter 103. By the way, do you know at times that we can almost appear to be grateful, but we're not really grateful. It is really nothing but pride. Because in a sense, we think we deserve what God has given to us. I want you to know today that, folks, what you and I deserve because of our sin, we deserve to die and spend eternity in a place called hell forever. That's what you and I deserve today. Listen, we don't deserve the blessings of God. The source of our gratitude should be anchored in Christ, and the spirit of our gratitude should be that we understand it is Him. We lift Him up. We glorify Him. Let's go to Psalm chapter 103. I love this psalm. We will not spend the whole time reading it. But notice what it says in verse 1. The Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Now, we understand that verse 3 is talking about, folks, as children of God, He has healed us of our disease, the disease of sin. Now, we understand we're still sinners saved by the grace of God, but we have been forgiven of all of our iniquities. He's healed all our diseases. We read on verse 4, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him." Brethren, this psalm is a great psalm. I would encourage you to read it sometime and read it as a psalm of giving thanks to the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You see, the spirit of our gratitude is that our gratitude is given to God. Not that we're just consumed with what the Lord has given to us, but that our gratitude is unto the Lord. You know, here the psalmist, it's the psalm of David. And David is saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." He goes on to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." We understand that gratitude, often we just forget to be grateful. We forget His benefits. We forget the blessings of the Lord. And folks, giving thanks is not a matter of feeling, but it is really a matter of obedience. In the heart, we are grateful to God. "Oh God, thank You for saving me." By the way, we ought to stop right there and we ought to contemplate what we have because we have Jesus Christ. We ought to think that, listen, we're delivered from our sin debt. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If God did all kinds of things for you and He would not give you salvation, listen, we would be men most miserable today. Listen, the blessings are wonderful. The gifts are wonderful. But the spirit of our gratitude is that we are grateful to God. He is the source of our gratitude. And in our hearts, we are grateful that the Lord has adopted us into His family. We are children of God. We can be grateful to Him for all of His benefits. I love it goes on here in verse 4, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." Aren't you thankful that God has redeemed your life from destruction? We read on here, "Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Listen, that's how we should praise the Lord. You may say this morning, "Well, preacher, you don't understand how things are in my life." No, I do not. "Pastor, you don't understand how bad things are for me right now. I don't have anything to be really grateful for." But let's stop right there. Folks, you may not be able to put your finger on something to be grateful for. I think all of us could. But folks, the real heart of our gratitude is that we have been forgiven of our sins. We've been adopted into the family of God. Folks, if that is the only good thing that has happened to you, folks, that's enough for us to spend all of eternity praising the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's enough. But that's not all that has happened to us. We know that today. I took time, and I hope that you did, on Thanksgiving Day to just praise the Lord. And boy, I'm going to tell you something. It did something for my heart to praise Him for His loving kindness. Well, you ought to think about that just for a moment. God's loving kindness to you. Think about His mercy. Aren't you thankful that His mercies are new every morning? I'm thankful for that. Great is Thy faithfulness. Think about His faithfulness today. I mean, listen, the Lord, there's nothing good about me that the Lord should have accepted me into the family of God. But Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. I am thankful that Jesus chose me and He chose you. But I'm grateful that I chose Him as well. You see, the source of our gratitude, the spirit of our gratitude. But number three, and this is where I want to get to, the significance of our gratitude. Now, I want to ask you a question today. How does gratitude affect your life? We take these 10 lepers, all right? Here they are. Their lives are really hopeless. Let's just be honest. I mean, these men, they can't be home. They cannot be with other people. They have bonded together just because they're lepers. They're not afraid of giving leprosy to one another because they already have it. They are together and they dwell together. They have to dwell in a place far removed from people. Think of the pain that their bodies are suffering because of the leprosy. Think of the loneliness that these men have. Think of the things that they would love to do if they had physically healthy bodies, but they have none of that. And these men, when the Lord Jesus healed them, you would have thought that all of the men would have turned back and would have gave thanks to the Lord, but only one. Only one. Let's turn back to our passage in the book of Luke, if you would, please. And let's go back to Luke chapter number 17, because I want you to notice this. Now, these men were bound together by their hopeless despair. And by the way, as I said before, if you could have found these men, you know, what if I went to the house of one of those lepers and I said, "Are you not thankful?" "Oh, yes, I am so thankful. My life, I've been given a new life. This is wonderful." But then I would want to ask the question, why did you not turn back and give thanks? And brethren, I want you to look at what the Bible says here. Notice what the Bible says, verse number 15 of Luke chapter 17. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." Now, let me stop and I want to kind of break down this verse. The Bible says when he saw that he was healed. Brethren, do you see this morning properly? You say, "Well, I hope so because I'm driving home afterwards," all right? Me too. I'm not asking about your physical sight. Do you really see the blessings of the Lord? Do you see how blessed you are this morning? Not because of all the things that God has done for you. Do you see today that you have been healed of the penalty of your sin? Do you see today? The man, when he saw that he was healed, the Bible says this, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Do you know, I think that little phrase, "turn back," is very significant. Do you know that often we're so busy in life that we don't turn back and give thanks to the Lord? We do not stop. Now that man, I don't know about the one leper. Did he have a family? Possibly so. Did he have a wife that he wanted to get to? Possibly so. Did he have children that he wanted to hold in his arms? Possibly so. Did he want to get on with his life? No doubt. But he stopped and he turned back. He went back to Jesus. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. Can I ask you something today? When is the last time that you turned back and you acknowledged God in His gift of salvation to you, and you glorified God. You with a loud voice glorified God. This man was not concerned about what people thought. This man was grateful to what the Lord had done for him. We read on here and notice what it says in verse number 16. And fell down on his face at his feet. By the way, do you know that gratitude? The only humble people are really grateful. And this man humbled himself. He fell down on his face, giving him thanks. Folks, I wonder, are we living the kind of Christian life that we are turning back and we are praising God? You know, I remember years ago when I was just a young person, I remember I used to go bus visiting every Saturday with a man in our church, a good man. His name was Joe. And in fact, Joe took an interest in my life, and he was a blessing to me. And Joe's with the Lord now, and he was a good, godly man. But I remember, I'll never forget one day, I was riding with him in his truck, and we were going to pass out flyers and to go invite children to ride the Sunday school bus for the next day on Sunday. And he looked at me and he said to me, he said, "You don't seem very happy today." And I was a teenager at the time, and you understand something about teenagers, right? And he said, "You don't seem very happy today." And he began to ask me questions on why I was not real happy. And can I tell you something? I had no reason to be unhappy. I had no reason. You say, "Well, preacher, I've got a reason." Folks, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and you're part of the family of God, we really have no reason to be unthankful. You see, the real source of this gratitude, this man turned back and he gave praise and thanks to the Lord. Now, folks, today, what is the significance of our gratitude? How do we really know that we are grateful? You say, "Well, preacher, because we tell the Lord that we're thankful." Well, that's a part of it. But can I tell you the open secret on whether or not we are really grateful people today? Here's what it is. The real significance of our gratitude is that it brings Christians to place the proper emphasis on eternal things. Now listen to me very closely. Do you ever get worked up about something that has no eternal value? Do you ever get discouraged about something that has no eternal significance? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. We ought to get worked up about things that have eternal value to them. But how is it that we seem to not get really worked up about that? You see, what are you emphasizing this morning? You see, the source, really the emphasis on the significance of our gratitude deals with what we are focused on and what we are emphasizing today. And folks, if you are not emphasizing, if you are not concerned about the eternal, then you are really not grateful this morning. You see, that's the key of the Christian life, is that we understand what is eternal. Our focus is on the eternal. Let's take our Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, because I don't want you to miss this. You know something? If it's not the eternal things that we are not emphasizing and we are not focused on, then we are not really grateful. You say, why? Because, brethren, this morning, eternal things should grip us. They should grab such a hold of us that our focus and our attention is on what is eternal. That's where our focus should be. But if we're focused on the temporary, if we're focused on what can please and satisfy us just temporarily, then we are not really grateful to God. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let's begin in verse number 8. I love this passage, but I want you to notice what it says. We are troubled on every side. Does that sound like you sometimes? Sure. Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Now I'm going to stop and I'm going to say this before I read on. All of us have trouble. All of us are perplexed at times. We don't understand what is going on. All of us are persecuted. Listen, we have things that happen to us, difficult things. You may be cast down, but look what it says in verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. The ideal is that our lives should resemble the life of Jesus Christ. People should see Christ in us. Verse 12, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Do you know that in this passage, God connects our thanksgiving to our focus on eternal things? In fact, God does not deny that we will be troubled, that we will be in despair, that we will be cast down. And Paul said, yes, this is true of me, but I'm not. What did he say? I'm not distressed. He said, I'm not in despair. I am not forsaken and I'm not destroyed. Brethren, right there, we ought to have enough reason to praise the Lord the rest of our lives. We are not forsaken. We are not destroyed. There's no despair needed. Why? Because Paul is helping the church at Corinth to see you've got to focus on the things which are not seen. But the things which are not seen. Listen, we've got to focus on eternity and not focus on the temporal things that are going to pass away. If that is what we focus our happiness, our contentment on, the things that we have here and now, then I'm sorry, you're not really grateful. So you see, when Jesus asked the question, where are the nine? Where are the nine? Folks, I'm sad to say that many of us might have been a part of the group of the nine. Oh, we would be grateful in our hearts and we'd be wanting to rush home and get to our families and friends and even tell people what the Lord had done. But the real grateful one is the one who turns back and focuses on what is eternal, focuses on what is important. Folks, the significance of gratitude to God is it helps us place our emphasis on eternal things, not our emphasis on temporary things. Oh, I'm so grateful because of this has happened to me. But folks, yes, we should be grateful to God. But if that is the only reason that we are thankful, we're not really grateful people. And the Lord would have to ask the question, where are the nine? Folks, do you know that ingratitude is sin? Ingratitude is sin because our lives are so brief. They are over in a moment. But the truly grateful person, they focus on eternal things. Folks, if knowing Christ is what really matters in the end, then it should matter what we're doing here and now. By the way, when you come to the end of your life, I don't know when that will be, but I'm just going to tell you this right now. When you come to the end of your life, it is not really going to matter what you possessed here on earth. That's not going to matter. It's not going to matter how popular you were. It's not going to matter what really people thought about you. It's not going to matter how many friends you had. It's not going to matter all the things that we think are so important. I'm going to tell you what matter. It's going to matter about eternity. That's what's going to matter. It's going to matter, number one, did we know Jesus Christ as our Savior? And secondly, did we do anything with our life for the cause of Jesus Christ? And the day that you and I stand before God, folks, do you think that we will stand before Him and say, Lord, thank you for the nice car you gave me? I don't think we'll do that. We should be grateful for whatever the Lord blesses us with, but I don't think we will stand before God and say, Lord, thank you for the nice job. No, we will praise Him and glorify Him because, listen, what is temporary, that is not what we should base our gratitude on. But what is eternal, that is where real gratitude lies. Folks, what group are you in this morning? Are you a part of the nine? I think if we found them, they would say, yes, I am thankful. But they did not focus on eternal things. You know something, brethren? I am not serving the Lord today. I am not serving Him in hopes of something one day. I'm not trying to get God to be pleased in me. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm serving the Lord Jesus because of what He has done in my heart. He has saved me. He has changed me. And I want to live my life not focused on the temporary, not focused on the things that will pass away. I want to focus on that which is eternal. Brethren, that should cause every one of us in here to be concerned about the lost, to be concerned about telling other people about Jesus Christ. That's what we should focus on today. It should help us to focus on what we're doing here on earth now. Are we making a difference for Christ? Are we influencing people for Jesus Christ? Are we laying up treasure in heaven? Oh, may God help us today. I'm sad to say that even in my own life, I can get so worked up. I can get so distracted by things that have no eternal value. And folks, the real source of our gratitude is that our sins have been forgiven and we're part of the family of God. But the spirit of our gratitude is that we understand that Jesus Christ, that is who we are to be grateful for. But the significance of our gratitude is that we place our, literally our value on eternal things. You know something, this morning I understand that God has not called every one of you to be a preacher, all right? We have preachers here. I understand that God has not called everyone to be a missionary. I was reading this morning, Brother Armacost and Brother Armacost's dad is going to be going to the mission field in January. And I was reading his prayer letter today. They're at 80% and I praise the Lord. They're getting close. And you know what? I kind of thought about him just for a minute. And I thought about Brother Armacost, and I know many of you know him, some of you may not. But here's a man in his early 50s. He's got a grandchild now, Jack, all right? And he's probably got more to come, no doubt about it. But why would that man and his wife leave the comforts of the United States? There's nothing wrong with being in the United States. I'm thankful for that. But why would he leave all of that to go to a foreign country, to where it's not going to be as comfortable? It's not really the ideal of what you would want to do in your later years of life. And to leave family and friends behind. How could a man and his wife do that? I'll tell you how. Because they are grateful to the one who has saved them. And they are focusing on eternal things. Brethren, let's be people of God who are truly grateful. In that the significance of that is that we place our real value on what will last here on earth. That we set our affection on things above, not on things here on this earth. Oh, may the Lord help us. Are you a part of the nine? Oh, I'm sure they were thankful, but they did not turn back and give thanks unto God. Or are you part of the one? I want to be that one man. You know what? One day I'm going to meet that man in heaven. Oh, I'd like to talk with him. That one man. I want to be that one. And I want to focus on that which is eternal. May the Lord help us. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning. Our Father in heaven, Lord, you know our hearts today, and you know what we are really focused on. You know, Lord, if we are putting the emphasis where you place the emphasis, and that is on eternal things. You know this morning if we are really grateful. And God, I think today we see the evidences of gratitude, and that is that we place the emphasis on things that really matter and things that will last. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. And I just want to ask you a question. As Jesus asked the question, where are the nine? How many would be honest today and say, preacher, God has spoken to me that I recognize today that I'm not placing my emphasis on eternal things. Would you pray for me this morning? Would you lift your hand and hold it up high? That's me, preacher. That's me. Amen. Amen. Today, I want you to think about eternity. And by the way, it has everything to do with our gratitude. Because if we are truly grateful to the one who saved us, then we will give the rest of our lives to serving him. We will surrender to him. We will say, Lord, take my life and let it be. Lord, I want to follow you. May God deal with us today. And may we respond to him. Let's stand together, would you please? Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. In just a moment, we're going to have an invitation. But at the invitation, can I ask you something? Will you take time to turn back and to give thanks unto the Lord? Many of you, will you come to this altar and let us confess our ingratitude to God and our lack of placing the emphasis on eternal things, and let us seek him today. Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning, this time together. Lord, I believe you're working in our hearts. May we respond to that work today. Lord, deal with us. May we focus on what is eternal, not to be focused on what is temporary, what is fleeting, what is passing, and Lord, what will blow away. May we be focused on that which matters. And God, may we, if we are truly grateful, may we live our lives for you and do whatever you want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's take our hymnals, if you would, please. And we'll go to hymn number 801, How Great Thou Art. Let's sing it together. God has dealt with you. To find a place to pray, let's let the Lord have his way. Hymn number 801.
I see the sun.
I want to thank for being here today, this Sunday right after Thanksgiving. And I'm just thankful we all stayed awake during church, all right, after all the food we've had this week, and what a great time it has been. But I pray you'll be back tonight. I want to continue kind of this thought and come back this evening and let the Lord work in your heart. And He's working in my heart and dealing with me, and I pray we'll be faithful to Him. Well, Brother Stevenson is going to close this in a word of prayer, and my wife and I would like to greet you on the way out today.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for what You've done for us on Calvary. We thank You that You've saved us, and Lord, I pray that we would never forget that, and that would be constantly on our lips. And Lord, I pray that You would help us to be able to share that good news with others. Lord, we think of this time that as we're looking forward to Christmas, Lord, we think of how You came and Your goal was to be able to die for us and save us. And Lord, we thank You for that. I pray, Lord, that we would have a heart of gratitude wherever we go. Lord, be with us on the roads. Give us safety. Bring us back tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.